Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, every Monday on the program, we enter the tough world of entrepreneurship. And South Africa's startup scene is often criticized as broken. But one venture builder says that might be the wrong diagnosis. According to Mitchin Adams, co-founder of Aeon's Creative Technology, the ecosystem isn't failing. It's just incomplete. From gaps in founder development to a lack of true localized support, he argues the country needs less hype and more structure, particularly in how we fund and mentor early stage entrepreneurs. He joins me now to discuss what's missing, what's changing, and perhaps most importantly, how we can build startups that actually scale and survive. So Mitchin, welcome to you. This is an important conversation, and you suggest the ecosystem isn't broken but incomplete. So what's missing, and why has it taken so long to fix it?
Hi, Jeremy, and thank you for having me on your show. And good evening to all your listeners. Look, it's in a nutshell, it's seed funding. That's it. Seed funding is your low-level funding. Prior to VC, prior to institutional investment, it takes a lot of risk. In the beginning, people would have referred to this as friends, family, and fools. And also bank loans. People would normally go to bank loans at banks. But given the historics of the country, most people don't have collateral and they don't have financial history to approach banks and actually get those bank loans. So where are they left? They left with great ideas, great energy, great passion, but not backed by any sort of funding. They can go towards DFIs, let's say, and they struggle to unlock capital there. They go towards VCs. VCs tell them they're not meeting their criteria, and they can never meet that criteria if they don't get the funding. So we need seed funding, people that will take a bit more risk, but calculated risk, risk with coaching, risk with guardrails up.
Providing, of course, you've got an idea and one that is workable and I guess sustainable.
100%. Well, sustainability, that will come with the coaching. But that it's a great idea and it's scalable, that is indeed a great place to start. So the way we approach it, we treat it as if we are a VC. I think seed fund has not been treated in that way. It's been treated as gambling. You go into the roulette table, you're just putting your chips on a number. You're picking your favorite and hoping it's going to work out. We don't believe in that hope factor. Yes, we do in a way. Let me retract that. But It's more a science than hope. Yes, go for it.
No, and you make the point, don't you, that often weak ideas are overfunded and it's simply called innovation.
Yes, the people go for the trend. They go for AI, they go for blockchain, they go for deep tech. If you have money and you're just hearing buzzwords and you're just throwing money towards that, again, it's gambling, it's spray and pray. There needs to be a science behind it. You need to understand the underlying technology. Are they actually using it? Why are they using it? What for? How does it actually enable it? Are they reinventing the wheel? Because that's just silly. Why reinvent the wheel? We need to move fast. We need to fail at times, but fail fast as well and move on with that. And the only way you're going to get that done is if you have a founder that has the experience in that space, that has the knowledge in that space. For instance, an accountant normally would be somebody that runs a fund, and you're dealing with somebody that's doing a tech business, AI. How does an accountant actually know what's happening in that business, if that business is going in the right place? You need knowledgeable people involved in funds and, you know, pushing all these funds into it.
And Mitchin, that makes perfect sense. And your argument then is predicated on better due diligence up front. Is there a better way of doing good due diligence?
Well, with AI, it has become a lot easier to do that. I guess at the end of the day, what you want to do is look at the metrics. I think that stays the same across. Whether the idea is in science, whether the idea is in a labor type job, if the metrics don't make sense, then we can cancel it there. And that's where the accountants work really well. And once you can get that metrics right, amazing. Next, you need to deep dive into that. And that's when you're going to bring in your coaches and your mentors. They're going to do the research. They're going to understand the business. And you need to align the coach or mentor with their skill sets. If it's a tech company, bring in a tech person. If it's a medical company, bring in a medical person so they understand what's going on. they can bring in the right components to make that sustainable.
I think I'm correct in saying that you also raise question marks next to the whole notion of incubators. You suggest that they are producing underprepared founders. If that's the case, what's the point of an incubator?
I think the initial idea of incubator was noble. It was to solve this problem initially. Seed capital coming in, coaching them, pushing them out. But what it's become now is just a checkbox exercise. It's just, we need to show that we're putting an effort in to try and bring more entrepreneurs out to try and create more jobs. And so let's just treat it like a sausage factory, you know, push all these guys in, run them through a course, paint them with the same brush, regardless if they come from a marketing background or a tech background, just teach them everything. Whether they can comprehend that or not, we don't care. At the end, we are going to graduate them and send them back into the world. And we've done our job. People have been paid. We've checked the tick boxes and we've gotten our BE points. That's what the incubator has become. There are some guys that are still noble and still doing it the right way, but majority are doing that.
And the reality is that you have created a cohort of people that are ill-prepared and also disillusioned, I guess, once they get into the real world. And the reality of finance and running a business starts to bite, and it bites hard and very quickly, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And the thing is, they don't get the funding, and so they start blaming people, like VC doesn't exist in the country, and they start spinning all these bad stories. And a lot of the times you'll find that the guys that go through these programs are very influential in their spheres. They're very passionate about what they're trying to solve. They need the guidance, and so they have a lot of followers looking at them, communities looking at them. And if they talk in negatively about our investment structures, our economic structures, not only to the communities, but also when they get invites offshore into Europe, because Europe loves what is happening in Africa, so are the States, even Asia. And these guys are on big platforms. They're saying that South Africa itself is not funding small businesses, small black businesses. Then you're sending out the wrong message. I've seen this between Nigeria and South Africa. Nigerians go out and they tell a good story about Nigeria, and you see money flying in there. South Africans have this negative story to tell the rest of the world, and because of that, there's a very slow trickle in of external funds coming in.
Just finally and very quickly, do you think we can change this paradigm?
Definitely, definitely so. If you look at what the SA SME, as well as TIA and E Squared have done, they've set up a seed fund for the country to see if they can show through a POC that this is needed. They want to prove that this can actually work and that money needs to come into this part of the investment leg from institutional investors like the PIC, as well from VCs. VCs shouldn't just have their VC leg. They should have their own version of an incubator as well, with the purpose of growing pipeline, not for the purpose of just ticking a checkbox.
Thank you very much indeed. A lot of food for thought there, particularly as we're so often told that small business, entrepreneurship, startups are the backbone and the future of South Africa's very fragile economy. Mitchard Adams, co-founder, Aeons Creative Technology, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.